W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. California continues to be battered by a powerful storm. KOVR's Laura Hafele is in Wilton, California.
The heavy rains forced farmers like Tom Mann to move cattle and equipment as nearby creeks covered crops and destroyed property.
All of our fences have been wiped out. It's an expense that we really can't afford.
Tom took us on a tour of his property, including the levees that didn't hold up.
Everybody's waiting for the other shoe to drop.
More heavy rains are in the forecast. President Biden travels to El Paso, Texas later today to view conditions at the southern border. Reporter Chris Fox is there.
President Biden will kick off his first trip to the border, reviewing the operations at the Bridge of the Americas, the busiest port in El Paso. From there, he'll visit with faith leaders at the El Paso County Migrant Services Center. Pastor Michael Grady has a message for him.
It is as if we gave an invitation to give us your poor, your tired, your huddled masses. And when they showed up, we tried to find a way to get rid of them.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's criticized the president for not visiting the border so far and now says if this is just a photo op, quote, he should stay in D.C. Chris Fox for CBS News, El Paso, Texas.
It was a brutal election for Republican Kevin McCarthy, who eventually became Speaker of the House. A small group of conservatives consistently opposed his election. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Scott Perry tells ABC why he eventually came around.
When we had a framework of an agreement where the American people can be in charge, when their representatives can actually bring amendments to the floor in good faith, said, sure, if we can do that, then I'm all in.
Kevin McCarthy was elected after 15 rounds of ballots over multiple days. Russian attacks have been continuing across Ukraine despite Moscow's promised ceasefire. The BBC's Hugo Bishega is in Kyiv.
In the east, fighting continued during this Russian truce, especially around the city of Bakhmut in the Donetsk region. That's something that President Zelensky talked about last night. He said that Russian troops continued to target Ukrainian positions around Bakhmut. Was proof of how false Moscow's words are.
The Buffalo Bills play the New England Patriots today, but DeMar Hamlin will not be on the field. He suffered cardiac arrest during Monday's game. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
The Bills will wear number 3 patches on their jerseys, and this weekend all NFL teams are wearing Love for DeMar 3 t-shirts during pregame warm-ups. Hamlin posted a message of faith to everyone who's prayed for him, writing in part, "When you put real love out into the world, it comes back to you 3 times as much." Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, Buffalo.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Home heating bills in Wisconsin are going up this winter. Experts say there are steps you can take to reduce the impact. Mike Moen has more.
The Energy Information Administration predicts that Midwest households that rely on natural gas will spend an average of $1,000 on heating bills this winter. That's a 33% increase over last year. Whitney Hayes of the energy nonprofit Elevate agrees the region will see cost headaches in the coming months.
We're expecting gas prices to continue to go up this winter because of things like the war in Ukraine, and we're still doing a lot of recovery from COVID and shipping and supply shock and whatnot. So
she advises that small things such as making sure there's air sealing around windows and doors can produce savings on your bill. And energy experts say electric heat pumps have come down in price and are now more reliable in extremely cold weather. David Kalata of the Citizens Utility Board agrees that heat pumps are a strong alternative to natural gas, but he stresses they still might be out of reach for low-income households and that policymakers need to offer more incentives to make them accessible to everyone. Meanwhile, he says maximizing these options will make a difference.
And if you take advantage of this program and then you seal cracks in windows and maybe install energy-efficient light bulbs, all of that works together holistically.
For those worried about their heat being disconnected this winter, most Midwestern states have cold weather rules, which require utilities to offer a payment arrangement to avoid that scenario.
Budget billing programs don't save you money over the course of a year, but they smooth out your payments, so you pay less in the winter and more in the summer.
Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Ooh, we have that song back, so that means it's Girls Night Out. Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. This is Danielle Fairman. Joel Clayfish, your mighty, mighty host, is actually in London. A little bit more fancier than here. Mm-hmm. And then I think last week he was in Paris.
Saw that.
And then last week before that, I think he was here, actually. I have no idea. But he is doing a wonderful tour around Europe right now. So you have me, your host, co-host, Danielle Fairman, and Bandits in the studio today. Welcome back. Give a quick shout out to Dina and Annie. I know you're listening to the Kennedy clan. Hello, Robin. We miss you. Wish you were here today. Missed you last week, too. So, I have Michelle and Angie.
Hello.
Angie was here last week.
Yes.
Michelle is a returning guest.
Hello.
I'm so excited to have you guys back. How's it going? How's AKA winter? This is not winter. I'm so upset.
It's
perfect. We just got ice, went out ice fishing yesterday. Then it's gone.
My plan was to go out and check the pond today and see how thick it was, but I was not about to walk out on that pond today.
With all that wind and the sun, and just blew everything over.
Mm-hmm.
It was neat, though, because when I first went out 2 days ago, it was that beautiful, perfect to look at sheet ice. Like, you just look down, you could see everything, which is obviously cool to look at, but not cool to ice fishing because obviously they'll see you. But went out, caught a couple gills, a couple crappie.
Nice.
Didn't keep any of them because, I don't know, just, you know, out there for the trophy fish, unfortunately. But
where'd you go?
Were you wondering we didn't get an invite to?
Yeah, I was kind of, okay. Kind of wondering. Yeah, when was this again?
This was yesterday.
I didn't get the message.
You didn't get the message?
Oh,
it must got lost in the mail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
My bad. Carry your pigeon. Forgot to bring it to you. Morse code next time. Deep, 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 deep.
Pigeon got shot down.
Yeah, they did.
Are they in season?
I don't know. Speaking of in season, turkey hunting. Did you guys go out turkey hunting at all this fall?
I did not.
No. Did not.
So but I did get a new ghillie suit for it. So
a new ghillie suit?
I got a new ghillie suit for my birthday.
Oh,
so
those are
excited.
That's a really good present.
Yeah. Yeah. The husband does good for presents. He's a good present giver.
I think I need one.
You do?
I think I do.
I think we should all get together and just go out in ghillie suits. Wouldn't that be fun?
Can we go trick-or-treating like that?
We should.
That is like the best weekend to hunt, though.
It is.
Yeah. You won't see me from October till now, pretty much.
Yeah.
This is why I love my friends, because they either hunt with me or they know, okay, we're about to lose our friend for 3 or 4 months. See ya.
We pencil you in when we can.
Yeah.
I'll put you in the schedule. the ghillie suit, did you try it on? Do you know where he got it from?
Amazon.
No, what?
Yeah, Amazon.
Huh.
Yeah, you can get them right off of Amazon. Got them.
Of course you can.
Yeah. He got an extra pair of pants, too, for it.
Nice.
Just in case.
I
feel like
just
I
in case,
thing.
Like me, because I ripped my pants and now I have a ghillie skirt. A blanket. Because it still has the elastic up top. So I could still put it over. And when I sit down, obviously just drapes. So sit against a tree and just...
Are you Scottish? Going to be like a ghillie kilt?
It's all like a ghillie kilt.
You can wear it.
It just blows right up. Oh, hello. Oh, my gosh.
Merry Christmas.
Cheers.
Oh, yes. Hello. Merry Christmas. Hope everyone had a very, very Merry Christmas. Good thing it was still snow on the ground, so we had a white Christmas.
We did. Mm-hmm.
I lived in Arkansas for like 4 years, and not having snow on Christmas was one of the worst things. You had ice, and they didn't know how to handle ice. So everybody, every single solitary inch of Arkansas shut down.
Yep.
Because they had ice. I'm like, oh my gosh. Let's go play. Like, let's go do something.
A lot of people in Wisconsin don't know how to drive on the ice either.
A lot of people in Wisconsin don't know how to drive, period.
It takes one or two good snowstorms, though, to really get your winter driving back in, I think. And we haven't had that this year.
No.
We have not had a...
Because it's freaking spring right now.
I know. I love it, though.
I am so upset. We just got ice. We're supposed to go out ice fishing. We're supposed to go and do all the fun things in the snow. Have a great time. No.
I'm sure the ski hills are getting blasted, though, right now, because what a perfect day to go skiing if you were out.
Dude, imagine how hard that snow would be, though. It would get compacted down right away, and then all of a sudden you do a rummage sale, and you flop, and all of a sudden you close, and everything go flying. Bloody nose.
I'm not
a skier,
though. I'm not a skier. Oh.
We talked about Lowell Hill last week.
Oh, yeah,
we did. I feel like it would be perfect to go. Oh,
my God. It's not right now, ice. Now that the snow is all gone. It's just mud.
True. True.
You still get, like, the rubber tires and just slide on down.
I'm waiting for that ice, though, on the snow so that we can go on Lowell Hill.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun. Speaking of ice fishing, did you get any ice fishing gear for Christmas? I feel like there's a story there.
There is a story. So, okay. I love my boyfriend. Every single present he has ever gotten me is hunting or fishing related. Every single present for 11 years, which, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not complaining, but sometimes I want to buy my own stuff. I know it's weird for a woman to say, I want to buy my own stuff. Let me buy my own stuff. But this year, not complained. I've aggressively inserted my opinion. And this year, I actually got I got a watch. One of those fancy watches like you guys all have now.
Oh, that like the Apple watches.
Yeah, like the Apple watch, but like it's the Samsung one.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And then I got gloves that matches my little beanie, and then... He got me some socks that I really wanted. So this year was my sock year, my sock and candle year. Everybody got me socks. Everybody got me candles, which is awesome. So no hunting and fishing gear this year. I'm not upset about it because there's always next year.
Always. There's always something coming around.
What about Christmas? Did you get anything?
I mean, I just watched you open literally fish for Christmas. So you can't say you didn't get anything related to it.
Oh, hot dog. Okay, correction. Michelle, my love, brought me in a Christmas present. It was a beautiful bead melt, one of those melty beads.
The kids have. Perler beads are what they're called.
Beads?
Yeah, they're called perler beads now. Or fuse beads.
I have no idea. The little melty beads that melt.
Fuse beads, yeah.
It's a little angel, and it's perfect from Violet. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Violet. And then I got some delicious walleye from Lake Erie, and then the Andes fish breading. So Michelle came over for a fish fry in the summer. And there wasn't that many people, 20 people.
Yeah, maybe 20, yeah.
Like, nobody knew about the Andes fish breading that we can get at, like, Walmart, Pick and Save, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the greatest fish breading ever. But if you get the Cajun kind, so you can get the Cajun and the yellow, you mix them together.
The red. Oh, they have red, too.
Oh, yeah, they have red. The Cajun and the yellow, you mix them together. It makes, like a perfect spice for the fish. And, but if you want to have the yellow and the Cajun with baked fish... Dear Lord, please, unless you like spicy food, do like a quarter of the Cajun and the rest yellow. It is the I could not even finish eating it. And I like spice.
I love spice.
Like, I'll do spice, but once my nose is like red, I'm like, I can't do it no more. Like, I can't. I need a whole gallon of milk. I need some yogurt.
Speaking of milk.
Help.
I learned a trick that if you soak your fish in milk prior to frying it and cooking it, it actually will help take that taste out.
Oh, really?
That fishy taste. Yeah.
Interesting.
Shout out to Quan. I don't know if you're listening, but shout out to Quan for giving me that trick.
I mean, that sounds.
Yeah, you soak it in. Right. You soak it in milk, and you before you bread it, before you cook it. So it's delicious.
Oh, that sounds so good. I got some walleye now. I can try that with.
Right.
Oh yeah,
with your Cajun, just mix it. It's straight Cajun though.
Yeah,
so.
I saw that. I was like, ooh, my mouth starts salivating. I'm like, ooh, I'm remembering.
But there is plenty of time left for archery season. So I know we were talking about ice fishing, but I have not connected on a single deer this year.
Yeah.
So, but it's been really busy. It's been a very busy fall. So.
I hate using that excuse, but I understand what you mean so much.
I know it is, but there's plenty of time left.
So. Oh, yeah, there's plenty. Yeah. And I'm just trying to get out. So I've been off for a week and a half. We'll just call it 2 weeks because it was just, I had a 3-day weekend for work and then we're off the rest of the week. And then I've been off this whole entire week. And then I went out to go make a plan to go turkey hunting in the morning. I scouted for turkeys. I found the field. I'm ready. Set up. Got everything ready. And then around like 6 o'clock, my boss decides to text me. Work tomorrow. Blah, 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 blah. Give me the location and everything. I'm like, dude, I've been off and it's Friday. I didn't say anything. Of course, I accepted. But in my head, I'm like, seriously? I've been off for so long, and now this one day, and it's
a freaking Friday.
He is not listening. He does not. I don't think any, a couple people at work listen. Maybe. Maybe my old, he doesn't like being called boss, but maybe my old coworker in charge, Kurt Nass. Maybe he's listening. Hello, Kurt.
What a bummer. But you got, and so then excited. It's New Year's Eve this weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ain't doing nothing.
I have plans.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to dress up in my pajamas and make my living room. And
oh, the onesie?
I haven't even committed to that plan either.
No?
I brought the onesie, too.
Did you?
I'm bummed I didn't put it on. I should have put it on.
I held up my onesie. I was like, Angela, she didn't have a onesie.
I don't.
Should have brought the Snuggie, though.
We go one, we go all. We're all wearing ghillie suits. Everybody's got to wear ghillie suits.
That's what we're going to do next.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to all come in with ghillie suits.
Or sometime in February, because I got all of January's booked. If anybody wants to know who's on for January, I'll post it on Sunday for the whole month of January. So I like having everything ready because trying to find somebody to come on air is a little bit complicated. but where was I going with that?
When we're
going
to come in and,
do yes,
Gilly Girls. It's not Gilmore Girls anymore. Are you guys remember that? That's another.
Dude.
Is that another age or age of myself? Not that I like the Gilmore Girls. Let me preface this by saying I didn't like them.
Hold the phone.
Nope. Not a Gilmore Girls.
I am a Gilmore Gore.
Oh.
Gilmore Gore.
See, we're going to fight.
Yes, we are. We're totally fighting because Lorelai is my jam. Lorelai and Rory.
Oh, the names.
Like,
characters.
I want to be.
I never watched
that. I want to be that mom. I want to be that mom. I have that kid. I guess I just want to be a mom that has a kid. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But no, that was my jam. Gilmore Girls and Golden Girls.
I like, now see, I can get down with some Golden Girls.
Yeah.
I like that.
100%.
My parents made me watch soap operas growing up.
Days of our lives.
That was it. I was pretty sure as a young kid that that was the only thing that was on TV.
Probably.
Because it was never anything else on the TV except for the Packers.
Yeah.
Football games.
So this it was been so weird for me because I never grew up hunting and fishing. I only started it 10 years ago. So I, like, other people are growing up watching hunting and fishing. Like,
same.
Whatever. I can't even think of, like, older hunting TV shows, but nothing for me. Like, nothing. And then I met Bill 11 years ago, and I started hunting and fishing. And now I'm catching up with all the jams. And finally met Eva Shockey. She's amazing.
Did you really?
She's such a nice person.
She's such a good role model for.
She gave me her pizza. It was great. She gave me food.
Oh my gosh.
But give us a call at 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High of 32 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 22 tonight, mainly clear. Highs level off around 36. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Dry with temperatures well above average Tuesday and Wednesday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots.
Oh, Calvin, you do such a good job. I mean, we could just turn into a singing radio. Just kidding. Don't, please. I hate karaoke. If there's karaoke at a bar, I'm gone. Like, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I have to have alcohol in me.
Nope.
I have to have alcohol
in me. I have to have alcohol in my hand to walk out the door and go to a different bar. welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your co-host, Danielle Fairman. Give us a call at 844-967-2789. Don't forget you can tune in on the radio at 540 AM or 101.1 FM. Stream us via the interwebs at waukradio.com. And lastly, you can find us on Facebook Live. All of our beautiful faces. Bandit's laying on the floor so you can't see him. But search for WAUK 540 The Shaw. Oh, and right after this, our podcast gets uploaded to Spotify. So then on your way home, you can listen to us and critique us.
Critique myself. Yeah.
Before the break, we were talking about our seasons. Michelle and I didn't have a great season. My season, I went out, but where I'm hunting the private land, they kind of remodeled the land, so it like skirted all the deer away. So I had it was just nothing, like nothing at all, which really upset me. And then I had public land, but me and public land don't mix. I don't know why. I'm going to keep trying, obviously, but me and public land, I can't get anything. I'm probably like squirrels and bunnies.
You can come on out. You can come out by our house. I'll come to our house.
I'll be so down for that.
Oh, she's going to send the pigeon over.
Oh, yeah, that pigeon. Hello. Got lost. How was your season, Angie?
My season was a little bit better.
Oh, was it?
It was. archery, I didn't do any archery this year because my bow is in with my bow dealer, is what I call it. And they're very backed up. Aww. So I was like, all right, I'm for sure going to get into gun hunting. Or not into it, but I'm going to get, you know, gun hunting this year. And it was opening of gun, and I'm one of those people where I like to go out to my stand fairly early, even though I hate waking up early. Like, my poor husband has to deal with that. I'm like, wake me up at like 3:30, and then he does, and I'm like, why are you waking me up? Right.
Yes.
So I get out there super early, and I'm like, okay, I don't need to pick my gun up. I can just sit, you know, below my feet for right now, because I don't want to hold it.
Below your feet?
Yes.
What?
I know.
I know. And this is where the first mistake happens.
It is. And I'm like, I don't want to hold it because it was freezing. And then there was that windstorm that day, and it was so bad.
You can't really do cold either.
It was cold. It was cold that day, too.
So, yeah.
and I had bronchitis, and I was like, I'm just going to leave it below my feet for right now. And then once it, you know, breaks down a little bit, I will pick up my gun. And it's about that time. And I kind of am looking around me and I don't see anything. Okay. I just want to put that out there. I didn't see anything. So I lean forward. And mind you, because I get cold, I'm looking like Ralphie at this point in Christmas Story. And so I go to grab my gun. And I hear crashing behind me immediately. And I'm like, I knew I messed up right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up the gun and it clinked the stand as well.
Oh.
And I look back and it is a 10 pointer just showing his tail to me.
Dang.
Running off into the distance. I sat there for a second.
That's the worst feeling.
I wanted to cry. Like, he was maybe 20 yards from me. With my gun.
So oh my gosh.
He would have been down for sure. Oh, no
absolutely.
Problem. So that was my first mistake this year. but I came back hard after that.
Good. With the gun in your lap.
Yes, in my lap. I will never do that again. I will never do that again. And I got a doe down. And then after that, I shot at a very nice 8-pointer. Mm-hmm. That miraculously up and disappeared.
Oh, whoa.
And turns out it was hit by a car, and then it didn't travel much farther. It was hit by a car after that, and then died on the property. So,
oh, at least it died on the property. That's nice.
It did.
But it was probably ready ground venison.
It basically it was, yes.
Oh, that's so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But at least you know it was the deer you shot, though, right?
Yep.
Like, for sure, you know,
yeah,
that's good. That's such a good...
For sure.
Hitting an animal and not recovering it is... Doesn't matter if it's a freaking duck, if it's a squirrel, a deer, a bear, any animal.
Mm-hmm.
Injuring an animal is absolutely heartbreaking.
The worst feeling. The worst feeling.
I have not necessarily nightmares, but I just have... I guess you could say, I guess you could say nightmares, where I just wake up just, like, chasing this animal and I never find it.
Mm-hmm. I do want to say I do have a curse on that property, though, because this is now the second deer that I've gone after that's been hit by a vehicle, by the way.
So let me know when you're hunting there, and I'll just drive around in a circle. Yeah. I'm just waiting. I'm ready.
Waiting.
I'm ready.
Come on.
I'll wait for your carrier pigeon.
Right.
Aw, but you covered it. Did you get any meat out of it whatsoever?
So shout out to Buddy.
Hi,
for letting us, he's listening in as well for hunting on that property. And he's the one that took the deer. So, really just happy that, you know, it was able to be salvaged a little bit.
And it's the deer that I have on our Facebook post, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a great looking deer.
It is.
And he said it was an 8-point. I didn't really count the times.
Yep.
Yeah. That's like, mm-hmm. That's, is that your biggest one? Biggest harvest?
No.
No. What's your biggest harvest?
Buffalo County.
Oh, hot dog. Tell me more about that.
So I was when I was in Buffalo County, I was.
I'll talk to you after. I'll talk to you about it later.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find out. I'm trying to find out the last name.
Oh,
I don't know if she wants to say it on air.
We have 30 seconds left.
Oh, no. All right, cool.
Buddy's last name.
We'll
his
talk
name
about
is
it at break.
Justin Trofnagel. And he is an awesome electrician, by the way, in Mayville.
Sweet.
So he definitely is our, like, call person when I break something in our house.
Break something in our house. Well, I mean, that's a good transition to our next segment when we can hear about you Buffalo County deer.
Okay.
Again, somebody give us a call at 844-967-2789. Oh. Today, I have the worst voice ever.
This is what we don't hear.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The winter storm battering California is not done yet.
Do have wind advisories out in some areas, maybe high wind warnings as you get into the higher terrain. But wind advisories alone would be sustained winds of 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts of 40.
Brian Hurley with the National Weather Prediction Center says more heavy rain also expected. President Biden heads to the southern border today. Here's National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
The president's very much looking forward to seeing for himself firsthand what the border security situation looks like
particularly in El Paso.
The Buffalo Bills play the New England Patriots this afternoon, minus DeMar Hamlin, who suffered cardiac arrest on the field Monday night.
The Bills will wear number 3 patches on their jerseys, and this weekend all NFL teams are wearing Love for DeMar 3 t-shirts during pregame warm-ups.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn. Hamlin is making a remarkable recovery and plans to watch the game from his hospital bed. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5. Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
The Devil's Advocates.
The conservative dating app, The Right Stuff, is failing 3 months after launch. In October, the app, The Right Stuff, had just 11,000 downloads.
The profile creation process also asked users to list their thoughts about the January 6th Capitol riots. Two reviewers claimed that FBI and police officers visited their homes after filling out their profiles.
The political party that is The Devil's Advocates radio show, live weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your co-host, Danielle Fairman. We're live downtown Waukesha at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, the Fishbowl, as Joel likes to call it. Come by, give us some food, say hello. My dog.
Say hi.
Say hi. Before our break, we were talking to Angie about her vehicle buck. A vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
From good old Buddy. And Buddy sent a picture when we were on break, and that picture looks so much different.
Yeah, let me see it.
Oh, that's sure such a man. That's a nice buck. Book.
Yeah,
that is nice. My biggest is probably like a 6-pointer. That's it. Like, well, not yeah, that's I got it. Like, it's great. I love that's my it. Buck. It was great, fantastic. But this one is, that's awesome. Good for you. That's awesome.
Times
okay,
really
tell me
long.
About your Buffalo County buck.
Oh, so Buffalo County, I actually met my friend Jeff at Captain Missy's in Tishigan.
Oh.
And he's like, oh. I hunt in Buffalo County. I'm like, no, you don't.
Can't you still smoke in that bar?
I don't know. I
Not legally, no. Yeah. I mean, there's no legal smoking in
there. I walked in.
I'm sure.
I'm sure there is.
Well, that was years and years and years ago, so it's probably different now. Okay, I'm sorry. Continue.
And he was the one that kind of introduced me to Buffalo County. I've like known about Buffalo County. I've always wanted to hunt there. And he was the one that my story last week where I told you that I didn't even make it all the way up into my deer stand before I literally had to hook my leg around terrifying. The stand. So my awesome. Back is to the ladder and I just took a glory shot is what I call it. And I dropped a doe. I don't even know how I did that at all. He's the one.
We don't advise that. Please know your target and beyond, please.
I mean, I knew my target. I just wasn't safe. But I wasn't going to hurt anybody. So,
yeah.
He was the one that got me introduced to Buffalo County and my first couple of hunts there, which were successful. And then I kind of branched off into like another group of friends that were like, oh, there's public land that you can hunt in Buffalo County. I'm like, I wonder. And we took the river in Buffalo County onto the public where not a lot of people go because it's hard to access that part of that public land. And I took my climber with me. We were literally in a canoe. It was freezing cold out. There was snow all over on the ground. Took my climber and I climbed up in the tree and I must have sat for like 2.5 hours and I was able to harvest a 10 pointer.
Oh, nice.
So, but dragging it back out.
Yeah. How did you get that? How was the process? Did it come through the
Did you throw it in the canoe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was in the canoe. Yeah. Well, I didn't drag it, to be honest. That thing was way, it was so heavy. So we obviously got it and everything there on the public. And then we drug it to the canoe and flipped it over into the canoe. Nice. And we just canoed back.
That's pretty fantastic. That's like a glorious day. Do you harvest? Do you gut your own deer? Or did he show you how to do it or anything?
So I've been shown how to do it, but I don't know what it is. I can shoot a deer and be fine. Mm-hmm. But gutting a deer, something about like the organs just doesn't like sit with me. So I'm very thankful that my husband does that for me.
That's right. Bill last year. So that hunting property I was talking about, there's about 5 people that hunt it. And each of us harvested a deer. And Bill did the first one. And then he's like, okay, now this is how you're going to do the second one. And then he let me do the third one, and the fourth one, and the fifth one. It was fantastic.
Oh, see,
I'm completely opposite. I'm like, ooh, look at this. Okay, we're about to get really gruesome.
Oh, God.
Let me pull the intestines out. Let me see what it looks like. Let me hold the heart. Let me see the brain.
You know,
let
we me were like, able move to do the this joints. That's funny that you mentioned that is the whole the. So my husband harvested a 6-pointer mercy kill. Somebody else had wounded it, you know. So it was, you know, he took care of that. Just, you know, it was a nice one. It's actually one I passed up the week before during archery season. It was just. I was being selective. I shouldn't have. One of those where I'm like, I'm going to see a bigger one because I just saw his big brother not 20 minutes beforehand. So I know big brother's around.
Yep.
I'm going to wait for your daddy.
your daddy.
Who's your daddy? So Eli took care of it. He got one. But as he was taking care of it and cleaning it out, he was able to actually get the urine sac.
Oh,
so to have fresh,
that's nice.
Buck urine. Oh, I know it's disgusting. I know we want to talk about that. Could you talk about that?
Though, where they were gutting the deer this year.
Yeah.
And because they were squirting it out, I'm like, here, let me put some of that on the bottom of my boots.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you have one of those viral videos of them chasing you around.
Yeah.
But we definitely saved it and utilized it and, you know, used it for drag ropes and things like that.
So I work with the construction, obviously, and all the stories that I hear in bartending, too. One year, somebody harvested a doe, and then they kept the urine sack, and they put the urine in a bottle of whiskey. But, like, a 3/4 full bottle of whiskey, and then they gave out shots the next morning.
That is disgusting.
Or lunchtime or whatever it was. Ew. And they were, you know, not all coherent.
they all took
like 2 or 3 shots. And also next thing you know, this is a story that I was told. I'm not sure if they're telling the truth, but it sounds like a cool story. But then the next morning, like a couple of them went out and they just saw deer after deer after deer after deer because they were just like oozing all that like Jack
sweating.
Daniels and urine. I'm like, how can you not tell? I've never really smelt it, but I know from the bottles you buy at Farm and Fleet. Like, holy Stokes. Like,
it's
absolutely
pungent.
Not. Like,
it's pungent.
Absolutely not.
I spray the bottom of my boots with the Tink scent before I go out hunting all the time. Like, I know that you're not supposed to, but I do. Yeah. But I'll see deer walking my trail right up to my stand all of the time.
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
I would not advise it. Please don't.
I would not advise it, and I don't know that I would be. That I'm. It's one of those habits I will pick up. However,
somebody told me this one time.
I do a drag rope, so I will. I'll do the scent on on a drag rope and just drag the line behind me as I walk in.
Yeah,
but, I'm just one of those crazy people.
That's awesome.
I'd rather you run me down than you run away from me.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, speaking of getting run down, so. Gosh, I want to say like 5 years ago, I was bow hunting out in Muguanago, actually. And I stayed out late because I heard deer coming. And I'm like, okay, I know where they're going to cross. I know where they're going. Like, I'm just going to sit here and wait. And they walk right past my stand. They walk down the trail exactly where I knew they were going. So I'm going to go this. I followed them after they left a while ago. And I kept going straight because I thought they were going to go left. And I went straight, I cut through a bean field and all that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, I just see like the silhouette of a couple of deer. I'm like, oh, crud. Like, they're out here. They're out here. And then all of a sudden, I see a couple walk to my right. And they're walking back towards the trail I just came from. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I want to go to the left more, left more, left more. And then there's more to my left. And I just like stopped. And I just like hunkered down. Okay. And then, you know, it's hunting season. So, you know, it's later. And that's when the horror movies start.
Right, and children in the corn,
oh. And I just watch all these scary movies, and I'm out here in the dark with all these silhouettes around me, and I start freaking out, and I swear, one came running towards me.
You started booking,
dude,
it.
I was so terrified. Like, I dropped my bow. Like, I didn't like drop it, but I was like, kneel down, and I stood up, and I started running away.
But I'm like, shit, happened.
Crap, crud. Sorry. I'm like, oh crud, I have. Well, it's a bow, and it's all put up and everything. It's not loaded. It's not, ready.
You better learn quick.
But I ran back, and I grabbed my bow, and I started running it again, and then I tripped. And I swear this deer just kept, and it started like blowing at me. Oh my God, it was the most terrifying moment. I thought I got to my car and I just called our friend Jen.
Yeah.
Because she was right down the road from there. I just called her. I'm like, Jen, I need to come over, please. I need some alcohol. So I was telling Jen and Josh that story, and they're just laughing their butt them. Off.
I love them. They're always good for a good hunting story. Josh and Jen are.
Oh yeah. Keep trying to get Jen on. She was supposed to come, but unfortunately she got sick. Jen and Josh are have the COVID, the COVID saurus.
Rona.
I've never COVID been chased by a deer before.
I also have
come into contact with a bear during archery season, which I told you about. And then I got chased by a skunk one time.
You got chased by a skunk?
A skunk. Ugh. That thing, I thought I was going to die in that moment, even though I knew that there's no possible way. I thought I was going to because I had my gear head to toe. It was the beginning of archery season. All brand new gear. I thought that I was going to have to throw everything away because this thing charged me. And when I backed off from where it was, it continued to charge me over and over again.
So how do they just like charge with his booty towards you? Like,
no, they do this little side skirt thing at you. Yeah. Like he'll charge and then they like do this like side skirt. Like they're like, oh, I'm going to put
like
my
a little
butt
Michael Jackson
you.
Move. Like,
yeah.
Stinky.
Stinky. Oh, that's so great.
Stinks, right?
That's great. Oh my gosh. I need some more of this drink.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's orange juice.
I have never been around a skunk, really. I totally just jinxed myself.
We can smell them at our house, but we've never seen them. We are fighting against a mink, though, right now.
Oh, are you?
We had to get, he took care of our entire flock. I think last time we were here, we were talking about how we tried. We tried even using the chickens that he took care of the night before.
And
we've got them on camera. And, but yeah, we've ended up actually, we had to take our very last chicken over to grandma's house so she wouldn't be alone. But we've had traps up. We just can't.
So we're going to come to your house.
Come to my house.
don't send the pigeon. The pigeon is not reliable.
Obviously. Yeah. Yes.
So we're going to come camp out at your house.
Uh-huh. I would love to. I would love. I got to take care of him. Otherwise, Eli won't let what me get any more chickens.
Chicken coops getting like rats and minks and...
And we thought for what? Sure that we had it completely. Did you know, like, they're like mice. If you can get the size of a quarter, they can get into something. And we thought Jeez. That we have double-layered coop all the way up and around. We have it, you know, over the top and everything. So we think that they might be getting into, like, the rafters through the vents of their actual, like, yeah. nesting boxes area.
Jeez.
I had free-range chickens growing up. And we never had any problems like that before. My friend Buddy that I was talking about.
Range. Yeah.
He's got a rat problem. With Ooh. His chickens. So, you know, naturally, we, like, go out there and we're like, oh, where are they? Let's take care of some rats. So,
okay, do you have a rat dog?
My dog would, 100%, but I don't want to sick my dog on rats.
Yeah.
No.
Bandit will go after any animal. Does not matter. Go after it. Unless it's a cat. A cat? Aww. Terrified. Absolutely terrified. Doesn't matter if it's a kitten.
Oh.
Or he hates puppies. Hates them.
So you had talked about gutting a deer. I get as far as I can. I'm so short, though, with my T-Rex arms that I literally, I'll get everything pulled out as far as I can. But as soon as I try and get to the esophagus, I'm like, I can't do it because I've got tiny, short T-Rex arms. So, like, I can't get in there far enough. So I feel like I'm crawling in Star Wars at the, when he crawled inside the, Calvin's in there laughing. He knows what I'm referencing. but I have
no idea.
But that would be me trying to crawl in to try and actually finish cutting the deer.
Crazy. Oh, that's so funny.
It's crazy.
Nope. Me and my Sasquatch arms reach right up in there.
I'll call you next time.
Go right up in there. Fall in the esophagus right up.
Send the pigeon.
The pigeon. Oh, look, a pigeon. But yeah, it was a really cool experience. I love doing that.
I think the last time we talked too, it was duck season. How did you do?
Duck season. It was all right. I did not complain. I am one of those weird people that love duck hunting a tad bit more than deer hunting.
Yeah.
I think I know why.
There's more action.
There is more action, but I don't have to be scent free. The whole scent free situation in my hair is so particular on what products it likes to have. Mm-hmm. So like having the scent free stuff, drop dead down zone, the Scent Max, the green one with the little circle, whatever that one's called.
Yeah.
Like nothing. They're just for does. Like every single product I've ever tried, my hair just turns into a horse's tail. So therefore, I choose my hair over deer.
Sounds like a good business opportunity for an untapped market for women.
But there's so much out there for women.
It doesn't work great, though.
But it doesn't,
it does not work.
I forget the brand that I got, and I found it online. And it comes in a white bottle. It's got a green logo. But it's like $25 for this small bottle.
I do.
That'll last you like half the season.
Does anybody else listening have any products for us chicas to use? Give us a call at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High of 32 this afternoon. Under cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 22 tonight, mainly clear. Highs level off around 36. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Dry with temperatures well above average Tuesday and Wednesday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
What's this one? I feel like, we have to wait. Aw, is this a love song, Calvin? It's been a year. Oh, I do know this song. I like this song. Welcome back. Are you guys singing the song? Because I'm not, because I don't know this song.
No, I'd have to wait for the chorus.
Yeah. I mean,
it's been a year.
It's been a year?
It's been a year.
It has been a year.
It's been a year.
Calvin,
how spitting is that song right now?
I picked it solely because I thought it was New Year's themed.
It's been a year.
You're just over there serenading us. We know you are.
2022.
Dude, I cannot believe
Almost
it.
Done.
Well, I'm very happy that you girls are here on the last show of 2022. It's crazy to think. I believe Jill started this 6 months ago. Calvin, do you know when Jill started this?
I don't. It was already started when I started here in August.
Oh, dang. So I think it was in June. Maybe. Don't quote me on anything, but I think it was in June he started that. And then before that, Joel and I was on a show called Kill It, Clean It, Cook It. Aired for 10 years. I was on it for about 4 or 5 years. Great time. I don't know, understand how Joel and I connect, but I'm so happy we do. It's been such an absolute adventure. It's such a wonderful adventure. Never in my life would I think I would be on TV or even on the radio. Insane. But that's what 2022 brought me. I'm very thankful for that.
And some bunch amazing of hunting recipes came out of that show.
Oh, yes.
I want Joel's pot pie.
Oh,
I want Joel's pot pie recipe.
Have you ever had Morning Dove pot pie?
No.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
I had Dove skewers, Dove and rabbit skewers with like a pineapple and red onion.
I feel like our cookouts would be bomb.
I think this needs to be a thing.
But now that, have you guys, speaking of food, have you guys looked at the Fowl Life cookbook? Since Jill's part of the Fowl Life, I splurged and got the Fowl Life cookbook and all the spices.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
is it good?
Oh, dude.
Is it good?
It's the greatest cookbook I've ever seen.
We'll have to do some,
and it's like
trading.
Common animals too. It's not like you had to travel to Canada and get a bear or anything like that. Like it's just common. It's rabbit, dove, tons of venison recipes, and duck, tons of ducks, which I'm all for because I'd much rather duck hunt than deer hunt than anything.
We'll have to like trade meat, you and I. Like I'll give you some venison, you give me some duck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so down. We're gonna have a wild game cook off.
There you go.
Well, I'm not going to do the cook-off. My husband can do that.
Oh. Okay, well, at least if you bring food, then you're invited.
Okay.
I'll bring something right now. But I just wanted to give a quick thank you to everybody that has been on the show, that's listened, that's on the podcast. Calvin, thank you to everybody.
Thanks, Calvin.
I'm so excited for 2023.
Yes.
And like I said, on Sunday, I'll post January's schedule. I know we have... I'm inviting you guys right now. See, this is not a carrier pigeon. I don't know how to do Morse code either. But the 28th, I don't know what day that is. I feel like it's a Saturday. 28th of January. Hardwired Feeks. Max Zubra. Zubra? Is that how you say his last name? Max Z. It's a Saturday. He is doing a jamboree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for, he raises for the Wounded Warrior Project and all the vets around.
And it's a huge, huge jamboree. It's not like anything like Battle and Bagel, but it's like a local jamboree for local vets and all that kind of stuff. And but he is coming in on the 19th. Is that the week before?
It is. The 19th.
He'll be here on the 19th to promote it. So you girls want to come on the 19th just to hang out and listen to Max and all that kind of stuff. But he's the one that founded Hard Water Freaks.
Okay.
He is such a knowledgeable, nice person. He loves taking anybody out. If you follow him on Facebook, he has tons of tips on what type of fish to fish for right now, where to fish for them. Like, he's just a knowledgeable person. Then who else do I have? Oh, I have Angie and her dad coming on.
Oh, very nice.
I'm so excited. They're coming on the 26th.
So excited.
Is he?
He is.
What's he coming on to talk about?
My dad's a gunsmith in West Allis. He owns Second Amendment Gunsmithing.
Yep.
And my friends love when they find that out, by the way.
Sure. Yeah.
And
that's good to know.
Yeah, he's got his FFL now, so you can order firearms through him if you want.
What is the FFL?
It's just his Federal license firearm, to be able to license. Sell firearms.
So, okay. I was just telling everybody on the radio. Like, I know what it is. You remember we're on the radio?
You played that so well. Yeah. Your face was like...
We both kind of looked at each other like, what?
I'm looking at you. I'm like, tell you with my eyeballs. Why aren't you reading my eyeballs?
Mom always said, you got a face for radio.
Dang it. Remember, yes, we're on the radio. People listening, not everybody understands what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Which I probably lost a couple people when I started talking about cutting deer and cutting the esophagus and playing with their joints. Probably lost a few people. You know, sorry.
Only three.
Yeah. One was me. I logged off.
Yeah, you're like, okay, bye. But so for the 2023 season, I'm going back down to Benton, Illinois. So it's a 6-hour road trip from here with Red Lake Fishing Guys to go noodling again.
You are going noodling again.
If you want to come. Why couldn't you?
I love photography, so I'll come,
And take pictures.
I will take photos.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm not sticking my hand down a water mucky hole.
Why not?
Right.
No. I'll come for moral support. I will cheer you on from the bank. I will take myself a dip. But if you're going to get me into sticking my hand into something that might not be a fish.
Aren't you afraid
big snappers down there. Thank you.
Wow. Calm it down, ladies. Calm down. If you're scared about everything, you're never going to accomplish anything.
So, first of all...
Do you hear me? Do I need to repeat that? If you're scared all the time, you're never going to accomplish anything. Do things that you're terrified of.
You also...
Because sometimes those are the greatest things. Those are the greatest memories.
I think it'd be a lot of fun. I like having two arms and appendages.
Look, I have all of mine.
And
I'll do, like, iguanas in Florida. Ooh, like Brianna.
I would love to do
Brianna's
an iguana
the one that
hunt.
Went with me noodling. We had... So, Brianna and I put together, I think it was 6 people... to come down to Benton. We were going to get a hotel room. Like, it was a whole thing. I was so excited. One person fell out. 2 people fell out. Another person fell out. Then it was just Brianna and I, which I absolutely love Brianna, so it was fine.
She's awesome.
Yeah. But she, you know, she's a masseuse, like, phenomenal masseuse.
Amazing.
Is she? I gotta go
to her. Oh, my gosh. I
have renewed massage therapy, FYI. Mm-hmm. She owns that. She just opened it up this year. It was her 2022 year, too. Definitely 100% book with her. 100%.
I asked her if she could do, right? I asked her if she could do my massage outside in my backyard.
Yeah.
Because she comes to your home.
She used to. She doesn't do it anymore.
Okay.
She's booked all the time. She just opened the business. She's flooded with new clients.
So good.
Red Lake Fishing Guide. If anybody listening, just shoot me a message on Facebook and I will definitely take you and look on Her Wilderness. We're running out of time, so I can't continue talking about it. But I have another Her Wilderness adventure to go on to. But if anybody wants to come on to the radio, just shoot me a message on Facebook under Danielle Fairman. Would love to have new people on the show all the time. Doesn't matter if you're experienced or not. Just come out and talk to us about hunting and fishing, anything outdoors. Again, thank you. Huge shout out to everybody listening who has followed and supported us. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I hope all of you have a wonderful New Year's. Please be safe. See you next year.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.